10% this late in the season normally. I mean, it's not unknown, none of it, because, you know, there's nothing going on right now that is totally unknown. That may not remain true, and I'll tell you why not. One of the things that, as you recall, when we were doing research on Superstorm, that we found was a certain kind of iffy amount of evidence that there had been an event in the past where I think, as I recall, we found a study of about an apple tree or something that had been frozen in full bloom north of the Arctic Circle and never thawed out for thousands of years. And this, when we were writing our book, this was generally kind of discounted as being scientifically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
No longer. Last year in Peru, a plant was found buried in a glacier that had been inundated with snow so quickly that it had not rotted. It had literally frozen where it stood, meaning that that the snows that had caused this glacier had dropped within a matter of hours. The plant did not reappear for 5,000 years. Now, caught in the same disaster, apparently across the world in Europe, was the famous Iceman who was inundated with snow and didn't thaw out again for 5,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So something happens during these climactic events. At that time, there was a brief period of sudden climate change that didn't really evolve into anything. It may have been caused by dust from a comet. We're not really sure what caused it, but it was just it lasted about a century then. But what we know is that during the course of it, there were these extraordinary events where there was fundamental change that lasted until the current period. We have no idea at all what that weather process is. We have never seen it before.
Okay, well, I guess I would like to make it clear. In the Drudge story, it says, the film depicts how accumulating smokestack and tailpipe gases sets off an instant ice age. I am not really comfortable saying that. No, it isn't. And I don't necessarily believe that at all.
It's not what the movie says either. I've read the script, as you know, in writing the Day After Tomorrow book.
I know. But my point is, and I really want to make this clear, this could be a normal, cyclical, however many thousand years event. It could be aided or sped up by the hand of man, or it could be indeed the hand of man that is bringing this one on. I wouldn't have the slightest idea. I've been trying to get past that argument.
Yeah, me too, because it's not relevant.
It's not relevant. Not once it happens.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And we have needed to plan for this for 20 years. Everyone is leaping on the Bush administration. What about the Clinton administration? They didn't say anything about it. What about the previous Bush administration? What about the Reagan administration going on back, the Carter administration? These issues were already present in the mid-80s when I wrote my book, Nature's End. Nobody cared then. Nobody anywhere in the world. The only leadership, real leadership, that has been ever shown in this area is the previous Canadian Prime Minister. And what did he come up with the Canadian Prime Minister's plan, which is a plan which individuals can carry out in their homes at no cost to industry at all, that any world leaders, if any of those presidents had come up and to the table and said, let's take this seriously, we would have... at least, whether this is a cyclical event we can't prevent or not, we could have reduced our own carbon dioxide output considerably.
Sure.
And nobody did it. If anyone wants to find out about it, it's on the Quick Watch section of my website. And the whole plan is just laid out right there. And if you want to do it in your own home, you can. It's not hard. It's not expensive.
Well, anyway, I kind of agree with the fellow who sent me the email. If we hadn't hit something very hard on the head, I mean, you never see an administration through NASA or its own devices come out and sort of preemptively go at a movie the way they're going at the